Madison-based Cellular Dynamics will use the money to test how new drug candidates would react with vital human organs. It will work with stem cells, the idea being that they can do a better job of detecting how safe a drug will be and how well it will work. Right now, a lot of this research is performed on animals. It's one of the larger grants any company has received under the Doyle administration. The governor says it's an important industry to help grow.
That is one of the greatest opportunities that could ever come along for a state, to have a potential of having a major industry develop in this state that is directed at curing what were long thought to be incurable illnesses.
Doyle also announced up to $3 million in tax credits to help revitalize Milwaukee's Tower Automotive site. That money will go to businesses that locate there. The governor also announced a proposal to provide targeted aid to businesses located along the state's borders. That plan would need the support of the legislature. So would another measure Doyle wants that would provide $1.5 million to small and medium-sized manufacturers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.